Tracy Lynott is the Director of Development for Bella McCree, and she is my guest to talk about the organization. First of all, tell me about the name.
Bella McCree. It means home of my heart in Gaelic. And we were founded by parents that had children with disabilities, and they wanted something better for their children than institutional life in the 70s. So they started Bella McCree. They had a naming contest, and that's what they came up with.
What does it do? What are the services that it provides?
So we provide homes, support, and loving care to people with developmental disabilities from birth to death. Our services help families through whatever challenges they may face.
And what does that mean exactly? I mean, that can mean so many different things.
Sure. Primarily, we provide residential services. So we have 60 homes throughout Carroll and Anne Arundel counties, and we provide a home life for an individual with a developmental disability, and that is any kind of direct care, teaching life skills, helping them find jobs. We serve people that are high functioning, can work and live in the community, and then also people with medical challenges in a wheelchair, nonverbal. So we have the whole span of services. Our homes are ADA wheelchair accessible, so a person can live a very independent life. We have 300 people that are employed by Bella McCree who provide loving care 24/7. We also do in-home support services for families that aren't ready to have their loved one, son, daughter, brother, sister live in a residential setting. So we go into the home and provide services, whether that's helping them with direct care, helping them with medication, feeding, getting them off to the bus stop, maybe just taking them out for recreation, going out to a movie or something like that. So we help parents in that way, also with respite care, maybe providing a break for a weekend. We help them navigate the system.
Mm-hmm.
The state system is very complex for the application process, what services might be available for that family.
And could you describe one of your overall goals at Bella McCree?
Our goal is to serve the family, serve the individual within their own home for as long as possible. You know, we're all living longer. And when moms and dads can't maybe lift or transfer their son or daughter or have medical challenges themselves, then we can take over. But at that point, we hope it's a natural progression, that we've helped them within their home for many years, and then it becomes an easier transition for that person to come live with Bella McCree.
And what's your favorite thing about the job?
It's being able to tell our story to people like you, to help the folks and families. To make such a difference in a family's life is very impactful.
Mm-hmm.
To change somebody is, that's what's rewarding. It's an amazing organization because, you know, we always say in marketing and sales, you know, what's your product? Our product is loving care. That's what we do. We provide loving care day in and day out.
Do you have any favorite stories or memories?
We just had a gentleman that was there in 1974 when we started, and he was probably in his late 20s or early 30s, and he lived his whole life at Bella McCree. He had friendships. He had successes, failures. He mm-hmm. had jobs. And when he got older, we provided him a home where he didn't have to walk upstairs. And he lived his life, his whole life at Bella McCree. We had caregivers that would take him home to his family in Minnesota. They would fly out for Christmas or for a holiday. And he passed away this February. But he had his life here. And his brother was so moved that he invited our president to go out to speak and to eulogize his brother, because Bella McCree was his second family.
So do you have any events coming up?
We have our golf tournament, our 34th annual golf tournament that will be held on September 12th. It will be at Queenstown Harbor Golf Course on the Eastern Shore. It's a beautiful day of golf and giving. We have sponsorship opportunities and golfing foursome opportunities available. So you can visit our website and see how you can get involved.
And this is about awareness and fundraising, would you say?
Yes, it is. It's our golf tournament invites many of our company sponsors, and they come out, and it's really a chance for us to say thank you as well. And our a lot of families come out that golf. It's a great fundraising event.
How can people get more information?
We have a beautiful website. They can visit us at www.bellomacree, that's bellomacree.org. If you know anybody that may need services or help in the community, please either give us a call or visit our website, where help is a phone call away.
It's been my pleasure speaking with Tracy Linett, Director of Development for Bellomacree. And again, their website is bellomacree.org, and their phone number is 443-702-3000. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was an honor and privilege to share our story and share our name.